The Brady Report.
It is a Friday morning. G'day, Enda.
Yeah, roll on the weekend. Morning, everyone.
Now, the Prime Minister's reacted to President Trump.
Yes, she has. So his retweets have caused a big storm of controversy over here. The President of America retweeting a far-right organization in the UK. Some of the videos, one of which turns out to be fake news. You couldn't make this up. Trump, who has basically, you know, created that phrase almost, fake news, retweeting a fake video from a far-right organization called Britain First. You couldn't make it up. Theresa May has had a go back, and she says that it was wrong of him to do this. And she said, picking up as well on the fact that, you know, he has tweeted her a pretty blunt message, she says that she'll be speaking to him and making her point. And she says that it's a relationship that when someone steps out of line, she feels confident of criticizing him. But let's see if he visits the UK in 2018, because, of course, the state visit invitation from Her Majesty the Queen still stands. And a lot of people here are saying, really, now they don't want to see him visit Britain.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting reaction when he does come, if he does. Snow up north quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot of problems today. Aberdeen, 19 schools were closed up in northeastern Scotland. Aberdeenshire, a lot of snow up there. Yorkshire, about a dozen schools there. And of course, the two things they have in common, they're up north and they're up high. So a lot of snow forecast to come this weekend as well. And the advice really from the authorities, if you've got vulnerable neighbours, you've got elderly neighbours, keep an eye out and look in on them.
Lay low. Conor McGregor in the news.
Yeah, the UFC multi-millionaire up in court today in Ireland for speeding. He was caught by the police outside Dublin doing 158 kilometres per hour in a 100-mile zone, 100K zone. So the judge lost her cool with him, really. Twice he had failed to appear, and he was told via his solicitor, be there today or else. So he turned up jeans and an Adidas hoodie. Huge press scrum as he was going in. He has other issues going on at the moment as well, which I'll tell you about next week. But basically, when it came to sentencing today, he pleaded guilty. The judge has fined him about $700. And it was very funny in court. The judge said, this part of the case, she said, I have to ask you now what you earn. Don't tell me you earned $110 million in a day. And he said, no, it was $140, actually. That was what McGregor said to the judge.
Well.
And get this, the $700 fine, Millsy, he's allowed to pay it in installments if he wishes.
I'm sure he won't be doing that. Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday.
You too, guys. Can't wait.